And welcome back in to the Monday Morning Blitz, GameDaySportsRadio.com, brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. The hero of all subs, Mike Benard from OTM Sports, based in Las Vegas, still with us. Number 17, Miami, 28. Florida State, 27. Seminoles lost a 27-7 halftime or second half lead. I really don't know how good Miami is, but this seems to be a backbreaker for the Seminoles.
Yeah, they dominated for three quarters. Not only did they lead, and they just imploded. I don't know how they get past that loss emotionally.
We've got unranked Northwestern 29-19 over number 20 Michigan State in East Lansing. Sparty always seems to lose a game they shouldn't. Mark D'Antonio will not be pleasant to be around this week. MSU, they go to Penn State this week. Penn State, they've had an off week to lick their wounds. They're looking to rebound from that loss to Ohio State. This one may turn out to be an old-time Big Ten slugfest.
Michigan State hopes so. They hope it's a slugfest because they won't win a shootout with Penn State. Penn State's a 13.5-point favorite. Sparty has two losses. They were favored in both. And basically, at this point in the season, they're relegated to spoiler role in the Big Ten.
Mike McIntyre, he has the Buffs out in Boulder believing again. Number 21 Colorado, they moved to 5-0 with a 28-21 win over Arizona State. Buffaloes, though, they have to go on the road for the next couple of weeks, have to go out to California to take on the Trojans, and then have to go up to Seattle to take on the Huskies.
Yeah, they look good right now, but they're about to be truly tested this week at USC. SC's a 7-point favorite. The following week at Washington, always tough to perform at a high level 2 weeks in a row. They're going to be double-digit dogs in Washington, and again, they're a touchdown dog in California, in LA.
Number 23 and undefeated North Carolina State. They moved into the top 25 last week. They're going to be moving up some this week as they stayed undefeated with a 28-23 victory over Boston College. Number 25, Oklahoma State, they've dropped out of the rankings this week after falling 48-42 to Iowa State in Stillwater. Matt Campbell, Iowa State football coach, keep an eye on him. He's a great young coach. Came over from Toledo. They need to ban him from playing in Oklahoma. Last year, the Cyclones went into Norman. They defeated the Sooners 38-31. This year, he gets the best of the Cowboys in their home pasture.
Right. First, go back to North Carolina State. Don't sleep on that team. Now, they were leading that game 28-10. They ended up winning it by 5. And historically, they've given Clemson a lot of trouble in Florida State when Florida State was the dominant team of the ACC. As for Iowa State, Matt Campbell, coach, he started Brock Purdy in Stillwater. He was great. This kid, he's a dynamic player. He can run. He made some very nice throws. And he was using ball fakes like he was on a basketball court. The Cyclones, look, they're only 2-3. But there may be some more upsets of Big 12 teams before the season's done.
Listen, there are a lot of good coaches that have gotten their first head coaching job at Toledo. Matt Campbell, of course, is one of them, and a couple of others that we may have heard of. Gary Pinkel, the recently retired coach at Missouri, and some guy named Nick Saban at coaching at Alabama.
Yeah, and Toledo and the MAC, very underrated. And you and I are going to get into a lot of MAC games coming up here in a few weeks because we're going to have MAC action during the week, which and again, SEC fan, Big Ten fan, Pac-12 fan, watch these games during the week because these teams can play, and you'll see them in the postseason where they'll compete with Power 5 teams.
Yep, Wednesday, MAC action. Cannot wait for it to begin. Now, of course, we preview the top 25 and we recap the top 25, and these rankings right now, they're fun to debate. But in reality, they mean nothing. I mean, but we are getting close to for the time for the real rankings to start coming out, the ones that really matter at the end of the season.
The college football rankings, is that what you're talking about,
exactly,
that'll be released
the
on
ones that get
the 30th?
Yes, the ones that says who's going to the playoffs.
Right, right. That I think the first one's October 30th, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, those rankings start the 30th. But right now, just to go over what the Vegas power rankings through October 6th, they're not too far off from what the AP poll has. The Oddsmaker poll has Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, Georgia 3, Clemson 4, Washington 5, Penn State 6. And yes, look, Washington and Penn State each have a loss, but it does not matter to oddsmakers. These rankings are based off who would be favored head-to-head on a neutral field. It's a much better barometer than the AP, trust me. And notice in the top six, Coach, no Notre Dame, no West Virginia. They're outside the top 10. And Central Florida's around 19th.
Well, I've already addressed that in the earlier segment, Mike. Central Florida, they go undefeated. They're going to be national champions somewhere. So we're not even – Central Florida said, leave us out of the playoffs. We don't care. We'll take another national championship. But that's all seriousness. Notre Dame, I think this year, if things play out right, the stars get all aligned, this year could be a pivotal year in the playoffs. And what I'm talking about is this. Let's say Notre Dame goes undefeated. They run the table. The committee proved last year that they're not afraid to put two teams from the same conference in there as they put Alabama and Georgia. They've proven that they're not above putting a non-conference champion team with one loss in the playoffs, as they did with Alabama, correct?
Correct.
If Notre Dame goes undefeated, they're going to be in. And there's no doubt about it. They will be in. Now, let's play along. Notre Dame goes undefeated, they're in. They put Alabama – we have the same type scenario we did last year, and they put Alabama and Georgia in the playoffs. One of those is undefeated, one has one loss. They put both of them in the playoffs. Now you're going to have three Power 5 conferences left out of the playoffs because there's only one more slot. Now, for me – that's going to be a great argument for saying, hey, look, we need to expand this playoff one more week, and we need to bring eight teams in.
Yeah, and it certainly started last year because you had Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Auburn all worthy of consideration of getting the best teams. And, again, it's not about who deserves to be in there, because that's too subjective. This committee has to pick the best four teams, and that is hard to do. But you have much more leeway if you make it to eight. And look, I don't buy into any of the arguments of it's too many, we don't have enough time, all those lame arguments, which we heard while we couldn't have this four-team tournament, right?
Right.
Yeah, so look, they have to expand it. They don't have to do anything, but they need to expand it because this year, now again, we haven't even gotten to November when teams start to fall, okay, because it's going to happen. It happens every year. You and I talk about it every single season. You see teams fall, they're undefeated, and they lose as 2, 3, 4 touchdown favorites. Okay, so there's a lot of things that can happen. But if that scenario plays out, Notre Dame goes undefeated, and let's say Alabama is undefeated and Georgia has one loss or vice versa, you're right. You might have the Big 12. I think the Big 12 is going to get left out anyway. But you might have the Big 10 left out, the Pac-12 certainly. Mm-hmm. So it would be even more so than last year, an eye-opener, and maybe get the ball rolling.
Let's just say that Auburn falters a couple more times down the road and their regular season ends at 8-4. And Washington runs the table out in the Pac-12. You know, what everyone thought was going to be, oh, a quality loss, all of a sudden from a perception standpoint says, no, they lost to a team with four losses. So you look at the Pac-12 being left out. If Clemson, if they end up running the table, I think they're going to be in. So if you end up having Notre Dame, Alabama, Georgia, and Clemson in the playoffs, man, it'll be expanded very quickly.
Well, it should be, but I don't even think in that that last statement there, you even mentioned Ohio State because they still haven't lost. I think that look, whoever wins the SEC, if they're undefeated or one loss, I think they're in. And they would get in over an undefeated Notre Dame team. But it's too much speculation right now. I think the Big 12's in trouble because West Virginia's not going to run the slate. I think Washington, if they're the only chance for the Pac-12, and so even if they go undefeated, I don't think they get in over, you know, because you got Clemson, who's likely to run the table. The SEC champion gets in, and if Ohio State runs the table, who do you knock out?
Right. Well, hey, one thing we know, as you mention it all the time, the pressure of November, things happen that you just don't think will ever happen. Wasn't that long ago where a field goal out in Iowa cost Michigan a spot in the playoffs?
Oh, sure. And we've seen Kansas State lose as a four-touchdown favorite when they were undefeated. Baylor was undefeated. They lost as a 17-point favorite. Oklahoma State, on and on. I mean, I've got 7-8 examples. Teams in November that haven't been there often, or maybe they've been there. The teams that handle it are Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson. Those teams have been there, and they can handle it. Some of these other teams, and maybe Notre Dame can handle it because their schedule's not quite as hard as in the past.
Yeah, well, like as you said, it's all going to play out. Now, appreciate you being with us this morning, of course, and we'll have you back tomorrow morning when we recount the NFL weekend. Of course, we're going to talk about my Brownies and several other games, but want to wait until we can get the Monday night game into the discussion because I think it's going to be a big night for Drew Brees down in the Superdome. I think this is going to be a special night for him and the Saints.
Saints are always tough, especially at night in the Superdome, and they don't cover very much on Monday Night Football the last six times. Have only covered once, but they usually win. So that's a tough spot for Washington. Drew Brees, one of the greatest, and that game's worth watching. Coach, for next week, I'm sure we're going to go over these SEC games, Tennessee at Auburn, Missouri at Alabama, Florida Vandy, Georgia at LSU. What about some national games?
Well, I'm telling you, just kind of looking at the schedule with what has been out there, one thing that jumps out to me is the Michigan-Wisconsin game. I think that's going to be be a game that, again, Ohio State sitting there, you know, in the catbird seat, I believe, in the Big Ten right now. But I think we're going to find out a lot about those two teams, being Michigan and Wisconsin. Out west, I've been looking at some of the games out there. And again, I don't want to spend too much time on the Pac-12 because, they beat up on each other, you know, so very much. And by the time we get to the playoffs, you know, we're not talking about them, you know, anymore. But number 7 Washington and number 17 Oregon, they meet up in Eugene. And, you know, I like Washington there, but Mario Cristobal has done a great job. One game that nobody's thinking about, number 9 Texas at Baylor. Excuse me, they host Baylor. There's the real possibility for a huge emotional letdown with the Longhorns this week. If they do, and Baylor plays well, could get interesting.
Yeah, Baylor can't match them talent-wise, but that is a letdown spot. And the Pac-12 matchup that you talked about, Washington at Oregon, that should be a good game. Washington's a 3.5-point favorite. And remember, Washington's one of the top 6 power-ranked teams, meaning that, you know, Vegas has them as one of the top 6 teams. So they go on the road. They're only laying 3.5. That could be a very good game. And, look, I think Washington is one of the top 6 teams. Regardless of the loss, if Auburn loses the rest of their games, they're still really solid. So the fact that they're only 3.5 at Oregon, that should be interesting. A couple of other games that you've got Minnesota at Ohio State. Ohio State's going to be favored 30-plus points. But one game I'll talk about is West Virginia at Iowa State. West Virginia's undefeated. West Virginia's laying 6.5 points on the road, 6.5 point intra-conference favorites on the road. They don't cover very often, and sometimes they lose. And that Iowa State quarterback, the kid that played his first action this past week, I think that might be a big test for West Virginia.
And, of course, the what's going to end up being the 3:30 CBS game for SEC, number 2 Georgia, number 13 LSU. That's going to be a huge game. LSU looking, of course, to rebound from that loss down in the swamp. Mike, one thing that I noticed while looking at the schedule this week for the top 25, yep, Cincinnati, Mississippi State, both of those are open. And, of course, Cincinnati undefeated gives them a good chance to get their feet back on the ground. Mississippi State coming off that huge win against Auburn gives them a chance, gives that coaching staff a chance to tear them down a little bit during an open week and then build them back up, because they're getting a lot of pats on the back this morning in class over in Starkville, I promise you. Then you've got Kentucky, who suffered a tough defeat out at Texas A&M. They are open this week. And then Oklahoma, again, they're open. I think that's huge because it gives them a chance to get acclimated to Ruffin McNeil or whoever's going to be named defensive coordinator. My sources tell me it's Ruffin McNeil, who was the former defensive coordinator at Texas Tech and East Carolina head coach. He's going to take over for the rest of the year. But I think those teams that have open dates this week, including Clemson, don't think it's as quite as important to Clemson as it is the other schools. But those the first four that I mentioned there, I think this open date comes at a very advantageous time for them.
Right, and the one thing I think of is with Oklahoma, the coaches love it, but the players are going to dread it because they're going to get beat down, and then, of course, the coaches will try to build them back up. But coming off a Texas loss, you want to get back on the field as quickly as possible as a player, but the coaches are going to take advantage of that time to get them back on track. Again, not knocking the Big 12. I don't have a rooting interest. I just think that the Big 12 is going to get left out again because of how things have played out.
Right. All right, Mike, thanks for being with us today. We'll have you back on tomorrow NFL Recap. You're listening to the Morning Blitz, GameDaySportsRadio.com, sponsored by Firehouse Subs.